This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has, for many months now, kept his name in the news headlines with announcements around banning books, attacks on gay and transgender rights, undermining educational curricula, and waging a general war on wokeness. It's been a long lead up to his expected announcement of a 2024 presidential run. DeSantis has been adept at recasting attacks on people's humanity as defending Floridians. Now, the progressive organization Florida Rising is readying its own strategy to take back the narrative of equality, fairness, safety, and democracy with a new campaign called Wake Up Wednesdays. Here to tell me all about it is Sheena Roll, Senior Director of Strategy at Florida Rising. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you today.
So first, let's talk about the problem that you're trying to fix. I summarized how DeSantis has been so good at attacking Floridians, but then recasting that as defending them. How do you explain what he is doing and the damage that he's been doing in Florida?
I would say that what he's doing is not just harming folks through policy, but crafting a false narrative. One, people across the country are so ready to say that Florida is a red state. What we know when we knock on doors and talk to people in the public, that Florida is a forward-leaning and leftward-leaning state under right-wing, really fascist occupation, right? So when you have a governor who commandeers the political process, takes over the drawing of congressional district maps, does many illegal things in the political process, many that he's been challenged in court, lost in court, but the damage is done. He's taking over democracy. He's making public participation in democracy illegal. And then because people get frustrated in the process and they struggle and stay home instead of showing up to the polls, he's then saying, see, the masses support me, when really what we're experiencing is a massive lack of engagement. And Florida Rising is talking to our neighbors, pushing them out in the field and say, people are awake and we see what's happening and we're ready to challenge it.
And this is something that the right wing in general has been good at for a very long time, right? It's been, they have a lot of money to hire PR folks. They're very good at crafting language in a way that, you're right, sort of demoralizes some people and then generates excitement in others. They're very good at getting people to, for example, vote against their own interests and identifying with billionaires instead of immigrants, etc. So tell me about how your organization, Florida Rising, plans to take back that narrative and recast the conversation.
Well, one of the strategies that it's not new, but I think really gets us back to across the progressive landscape, back into our grassroots strength. We understand that elections are important. We understand that politics and electoral work is important. But what people feel every day is not candidates, but it's policy that hits home. It's whether or not you're able to afford lights, afford rent, ensure that your kids get a quality education. And so shifting the narrative to the issues that people face, that they care about, and reminding them of how they are empowered to do something about it really helps us be able to lock in local wins, see the increase in engagement, and use that local engagement to challenge the power structure at the top.
So let's take some specific issues. He has been very recently, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has been very recently undermining education by banning an AP course in African American history, which actually had a national repercussion with the College Board reframing that and redoing that entire course to leave out certain aspects that, you know, that DeSantis considers too radical. How does one frame that issue in a way that makes sense to people who might be convinced that, oh my God, everybody's too woke these days?
Well, one, I would remind people what it means to be awake. You know, first of all, there's a history of the use of the word woke that is deeply rooted in Black resistance. back to the Harlem Renaissance, right? And so while people are trying to fight against or for the term woke, he is using actually anti-Black tactics, right? The identity of being woke came out of Black liberation work. And so I would remind people that what it means to be awoke, to be woke or awake, is to be mindful and aware and educated of what is happening, why it's happening, how those trends are moving, and what you can do to change it. And so of course he wants people to be asleep, because he doesn't want people talking about the fact that he has failed Floridians when it comes to making sure they have affordable homeowners insurance that covers them in case of a storm like Hurricane Ian last year. He failed Floridians when it came to making sure that there are statewide policies so that housing is affordable. He has failed Floridians when it comes to making sure that our democracy is open and accessible. And instead, he wants to say, that's too woke, be asleep, don't fall into the history of Black resistance and those ancestors. Instead, let's talk about trans rights. Let's talk about harming people. Let's talk about we have the right to control people's bodies. He's using narrative to try to encourage people to be asleep and not do the practical things they can to improve their lives. So I would say, let's forget about whether or not you think it's cool to be woke and whether or not being asleep changes your life practically, because that's why we're waking up.
I mean, it's just kind of remarkable to hear some of the attacks and some of his use of narrative strategy. I just want to quote him when he won his re-election last November. In his victory speech, he said, "We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die." And somehow that has traction among his base, but you're suggesting that it's a minority of Floridians who get riled up by this?
I think it's an ideological argument that doesn't fix people's lives, right? And so if we remind people, it's helpful to wake up, because what you'll see is that you have actual less freedom when you let someone attack your neighbor on behalf of being anti-woke. You know, like this is the type of deep political education we're engaging in, and reminding people the issues that you care about don't go away if you say that you're anti-woke. They go away when you wake up and you challenge the people who are failing you.
What about certain issues that really make, you know, religious conservatives worried? DeSantis has been really good, and others like him across the country have been really good at scaring, especially parents, into thinking that equality for transgender kids, safety of gay and lesbian kids, equals turning their kids gay, quote unquote, or somehow forcing their kids to consider a lifestyle that their parents wouldn't approve of. I mean, I'm sort of paraphrasing here. These are fear-related tactics, but where parents are concerned, parents are unfortunately very prone to fear when it comes to their kids.
Absolutely. So this, as a Baptist minister myself, this is when I'm really grateful for those faith-based community organizations that are challenging those narratives from both a biblical perspective and a moral perspective. And what I would say to those families and to those parents is that if you are a Christian, you're a Christian by choice. And so the greatest commandment that we can live into, the greatest kind of religious respect that we can live into, is to love your neighbor as yourself, which means not hate your neighbor on behalf of God or through the governor's policies, but to love them in their journey, to protect families and their right to journey with their children, and allow them to choose a life that honors them and their God. And that's biblical. And so I would encourage folks to rethink what their faith is. And I would encourage folks to listen to new religious voices on what their faith might be calling them to do.
There's also the issue of climate change. This is a really important issue, especially when it comes to Florida, the coastal state that has been prone to some of the worst impacts of climate change in the United States. What is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's position on climate change? How does he take control of the narrative, and how does Florida Rising plan on pushing back?
Well, part of the problem is people do not acknowledge that human choices impact the results that we see.
So there's still a lot of denialism about the fact that climate change is real.
And a refusal to do the practical things from this administration. So when the state of Florida becomes the number one incinerator state in the country, right, when we know that there are better options to deal with our recycling and our trash, and how we move forward as humanity in relation to the earth, there are practical solutions, but it is more desirable for him to line the pockets of those corporations who simply want more incinerators. And right now, that translates to the city of Doral, right outside of Miami, being on fire, right? A literal dumpster fire, an incinerator that's out of control, harming people's lungs and bodies. And so while people are talking about whether it's woke to talk about climate change, they're not talking about environmental racism that could be avoided if this administration invested in it. And he won't.
So there's also the fact that abortion is a big aspect of DeSantis's plank. And this is an issue that the right has unfortunately seen far too much success in. It's part of a national strategy of right-wing leaders to get enough people to the polls to carry out their conservative agenda, broadly speaking. How does one take back the narrative on this issue? Again, another issue that unfortunately has a lot of emotional resonance, never mind the science, never mind ideas of women's bodily autonomy, etc. But somehow this emotional issue that often gets far too wrapped up in religious or an interpretation of religious doctrine tends to get traction.
Absolutely. Well, from a policy side, what we see is yet again, our governor, who is well-educated himself, refuses to accept and promote science, right? And so people are having emotional knee-jerk responses about the very scientific and real consequences to their bodies and to their families' well-being, right? And so the idea that you should be able to mandate what your neighbor does with their body with no respect or regard to their relationship to their God, their doctor, and their family is an oppressive emotional response wrapped in policy. It is not a practical response with the best knowledge available to us and respect to each other's neighbors. And so I would, one, challenge the public to really rethink how much control should your neighbor have over your body and your decision and your family and the autonomy you want to have in your family, and be reminded that that is not a place of freedom. So while DeSantis is talking about Florida being the place where woke goes to die, we're saying Florida is the place where freedom lives. And what does freedom look like, and rethinking that?
Tell me more about Wake Up Wednesdays. When does it launch? What are the strategies that you're going to be engaging in to take back the narrative in Florida? And how can people get involved?
Well, right now we have just under 20 grassroots organizations across the state. Numbers are growing every hour who are joining Florida Rising in Wake Up Wednesday. Our launch is March 8th, International Women's Day, right? And it really came out of seeing that direct anti-Black attacks and those anti-Black dog whistles that DeSantis was using to create harmful policy to harm everyone, and say we need to sound the alarm on anti-Blackness and racism. We need to sound the alarm on how he is harming our overarching communities. And we need to not only educate, but we need to activate and move our people and declare that Florida is a place where our dreams live. And so starting March 8th on International Women's Day in Tampa, Orlando, and Miami, there will be mass mobilizations for people to be able to speak out, share their story, and declare they actually are awake. They are paying attention and they are poised and moving their neighbors to take back the state of Florida from this right-wing kind of fascist regime that we're under, and declaring we don't stop on one day. every day our numbers are growing, our desire for activism is growing. And so every Wednesday from now, all throughout the legislative session, which ends on May 10th, every Wednesday, Florida Rising and their partners will be mobilizing to not only educate, but to activate our community and say, we know what's happening, and we declare that we're pushing back. And so we just invite you to join us, and you can find more information on that at our Florida Rising website.
And finally, Sheena, is DeSantis, you know, we haven't said the T word. Is DeSantis basically Trump light, or maybe worse, Trump on steroids? He and the former president are vying for the Republican nomination already. There's a lot of sort of proxy battles happening. He might be a smarter Trump. He's trying to out-Trump Trump, if you will. Is that something that you fear?
I won't say that I fear, but I will say that I'm awake and aware.
I mean, right? Your state is now home of the former president.
Of both.
Both DeSantis and Trump.
We're the home of both. And so that we've always known that we have a bigger lift. And so we invite our partners all across the country to join us in fighting back against that. But I will say this, if you are racist against me, if my life is more difficult, if access to healthcare is more difficult, access to housing is more difficult, and you're loud and mean about it, or if you do it and you smile at me, it doesn't change the impact. And Floridians and our partners all across the country have to join us to fight against both, whether it's Trumpism with a big T or Donald J. Trump, a former failed president, doesn't matter. We've got to fight against both the person and the ideology, no matter what form it takes.
Well, Sheena, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Sheena Rohl. She is the Senior Director of Strategy at Florida Rising. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.